To discuss Mitt Romney's position in New Hampshire coming out of the weekend, we spoke this morning to Dante Scala, who runs the political science department at the University of New Hampshire. We asked him if Romney's challengers are taking the right tact, trying to portray Romney as the liberal candidate in this GOP group.
You know, there's a minority of New Hampshire Republican voters tomorrow who will think just that, that Romney is too moderate, won't bring about the change that's needed. It's not a majority, though. I think the majority of Republicans, mainstream Republicans here, are rather comfortable with Romney just the way he is. So in some sense, Gingrich and Santorum, by going after Romney, are trying to improve their own status among conservative, very conservative voters. It'll be interesting to see whether either can make any headway in the southern tier of the state along Interstate 93, where Mitt Romney is strongest.
Is that key for them?
It's key, yes. I mean, there are a lot of votes there, to be sure, so it's key for everybody. But in particular for candidates like Santorum and Gingrich, who are trying to attract conservative voters, because there's certainly a good number of them right along there.
Let's talk about the poll numbers. The latest University of New Hampshire numbers out this morning have Romney at 41%, a 24-point lead for him. But in the last few days, other tracking polls have shown that lead is shrinking, while Ron Paul and John Huntsman have seen their numbers grow. Do you think the tracking poll numbers reflect voter reality? What's happening?
You know, I think you can always quibble about the numbers and where they are. It looks as if both polls show that Romney has drifted down a bit from last week's highs, but he still looks rather solid. I mean, his numbers, whether you look at the Suffolk poll or the UNH poll, are really right in keeping with where they've been for a calendar year now. So we'll see what happens with Romney, but it doesn't look like there's serious deterioration going on. What is going on is that undecided voters are slowly but surely making up their mind, and some of them are indeed moving toward John Huntsman, but it's in a very interesting and unlikely poor Republican primary, unlikely mix of voters, very heavy on independents, but also very heavy on crossover Democrats.
Professor, let me ask you about undecided voters. We've spoken to many in New Hampshire over the last several days who've told us they're essentially undecided because they don't love any of their options. This is Sean Mamone from Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, who as of last night still had not made up his mind.
Parts of candidates that I really like, there's other parts that I'm not so fond of. You know, you want one of a little piece of all of them, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
The surveys show that one-fifth of New Hampshire voters are undecided today, 24 hours ahead of the voting. Where do those voters seem to be going, do you think? To one candidate or another? Are any of them Mitt Romney voters, or are they going to divide themselves up among the conservatives?
Mitt Romney may get a portion of those voters. My hunch is that what you see is what you get with Mitt Romney, simply because he's so well-known to so much of the New Hampshire electorate by now. I mean, here's someone who's been campaigning for years in New Hampshire. So one would think that if you're undecided at this point, maybe you're thinking about Romney, but perhaps just as easily you're thinking about which one of the other candidates. And that's a little more difficult because I think the level of knowledge about those other candidates can tend to drop off once you leave Mitt Romney and, you know, Ron Paul, you either like him or dislike him. But the others, that's more difficult choice to make.
So quick answer to this last question, then. For Mitt Romney to maintain his huge lead, to win by a huge margin in the primary tomorrow, are Republicans more important to him or are independents pulling a Republican ballot?
Oh, absolutely Republicans. I mean, that's Mitt Romney's bread and butter.
Dante Scala, political science professor at the University of New Hampshire, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition today.
You're very welcome.